Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We are discussing from this kitab Islahul Muamalat, correction of monetary dealings. Thus far we discussed the chapter on riba, interest, usury, the harms of it, the ill effects of usury. The next chapter in regards to inheritance, mirath. When it comes to mirath, there are certain aspects of a person's life that we find naturally. Insan has a love for these things. No one has to teach him. It comes into his heart, it's part of his DNA. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made insan's heart, nature, in this way that's inclined towards things of this dunya. Material of his body, Allah ta'ala made it from the sand. So he's naturally attracted to things of the sand. And when it comes to the food and material of the heart and the ruh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that in the skies. So for that he has to make an effort to overcome his desire for things of the world, so that he aspires for things of the akhirat. نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, there are two bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to which insan is at a great loss. أَسِحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ Good health and free time. When it comes to good health, insan wastes his health in layani, futile actions. And his free time also. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, he's at a loss in regards to these two things. And the third thing, when it comes to his wealth, his time, Allah ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ Time of insan is at a loss. When it comes to his free time, then that's also wasted. For that Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That when it comes to jinn and it comes to man, Allah Ta'ala says, I made you for my ibadat, that you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the wealth of insan, here also, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ Allah Ta'ala says that Allah has purchased already from insan his own life and his wealth, all belongs to Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala. So when it comes to life, when it comes to health, when it comes to wealth, these three things, insan dearly loves them. Loves his life, doesn't want to give it up. Loves his wealth also, he says, Mali, Mali, my wealth, my wealth. Allah says, only thing belongs to you is the food that you ate, is the clothing that you have worn, and the amal that you have sent ahead. Everything else belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these three things, his wealth, his health, and his free time, ulama say, when insan lives in deception, doesn't realize the reality of this worldly life, haqiqat, what is the reality of my life? The reality of akhirat. That he speaks so much about akhirat. We find many homes nowadays. When we discuss, we say, unfortunately, the good old days, how it was before, what good days we had before, whether it was bad days, but we call it good days also. It wasn't so good days. And we live in the past. Ulama say, speaks so much about akhirat that we live in the future of akhirat. Now we live in the past. That we take that to be a real reality. That we live through it. Those moments we speak about, it also brings a smile to the face. Or some bad moments, it brings gham and sorrow to the heart. Depression is about what happened in the past. They say, speak so much about jannat and so much about akhirat, that death already brings joy to the heart. That that's a reality. Al-jannatu haqqun wa-an-naru haqqun. The jannat is a reality, fire of jahannam is a reality. Qabr is a reality. Start living in the future, the way we do the amal to secure our future. Leave the past, it's past already. Make tawbah istighfar. It was good, alhamdulillah. Praise Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. What's going to happen ahead? That's a reality. What happened in the past? Deception. I slipped up in life. How much more I could have done? To speak so much about the akhirat that that becomes a reality. There's something to live for, something to go towards to. So when it comes to his health, when it comes to his wealth, when it comes to his free time, ulama say when he does not enjoy the reality of these things, then these things come into his heart. And these things will put his limbs into motion. When it comes to his life and mourning, if his health has become the pinnacle or the focal point of his life, then because yaqeen, conviction, the heart is connected to his health, I have to be fit, I got to take care of myself. Because that has come into his heart, you see, this yaqeen, this conviction will put his life, put his limbs into motion. He will wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to go for the jog. He will wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to go cycling. She will wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the beach for the walk. Yaqeen upon my health, I got to live this life. But you know, the end of it will be just for the insects of the qabr and the worms of the qabr. Because yaqeen upon my health, I got to enjoy my life, that will set a person's mourning into motion. When it comes to free time also, his hobbies, his passions, his while away his time, that also will set him into motion. I have free time in the morning. Let's go to the gym. Let's do this. Let's do that. Wealth, when wealth will come into his heart also, then this wealth and the love, the greed for power. Then ulama say this also will put his entire life into motion. This will press the button on his limbs, on his eyes, on his hands, on his feet. This will activate him in the morning. Then now you have to go to work. But when Fajr Salah will be the yaqeen of his life, the two Fajr Salah, Allah will give me everything. Then his eyes will open up from tahajjud time. It's time for Salah already. Allah Ta'ala made me liya'budun, to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave me time as an amanat. Allah Ta'ala gave me my health as an amanat. When these three things will come into his heart, my dear brothers, then he will want to control his life, his time, and his wealth. And what kind of control also? At the expense of anything and everything. Governments have the yaqeen conviction upon their wealth and their power. And we see it. To keep power, they will spill blood also, bloodshed. They will go across borders also. This is what comes into the heart. Innocent civilians' lives will be taken. They will create riots and wars in their own country. We have to keep. A man in his own life also, a woman in her own life also, because the yaqeen is incorrect, she prepared to disobey the husband also and go out of the house without the parda and hijab. She will take to avenues where everything is open, not a place for her to be. Himself also will go to such avenues where I should not be there. The music is blasting in the gym, but I'll still go there. So much of yaqeen upon this that I'll break the command of Allah. And so much I'll hold on to it also. My daily routine or my exercise. We're not saying don't do it. Yes, with the intention to worship Allah by all means. By all means. But the yaqeen and the conviction is not upon my health, my wealth, and my free time. To the extent ulama say, when this will come into a person's life, his wealth, then he wants to control it in this worldly life, and after his death also he'll go into the qabr, and he still wants to call the shots from there. What must be done with my wealth? Whereas Quran has given in detail in regards to miras, inheritance, how it should be distributed. What he will make, and he will go to the lawyers, and he will take out, he will open up trust upon trust and upon trust. Still want to dictate from the qabr. When it comes to his wealth, when it comes to his time, when it comes to his wealth, all these things he wants to control. To the extent from the qabr also, from there also he wants to control. For this Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned specifically in Quran Sharif, details regards to inheritance. That there you don't have a say. In your worldly life you never had a say also. But more in detail, when you go into the qabr also, Allah Ta'ala says, now I will take over completely, unless you want to break the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then that's the reality of my worldly life will be the qabr. Now I cannot come back and undo it. That is why Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a great bounty a person can leave behind is a pious child. Allah Ta'ala puts in his heart to undo the ill effects of that will, of that trust, Then Allah's rahmah and mercy upon the inmate of the qabr. For this, inshallah, we will begin from tomorrow when Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. The next chapter regards to inheritance. And how important inheritance is, that a person should not live his life without 3 days passing, except that he's left a will behind, an Islamic will, in regards to what will happen to my wealth, in dictates to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are detailed ayats in Quran Sharif. A person, especially when it comes to inheritance, here is one chapter in his life, he doesn't want to make a mistake. Because he'll go into the qabr, there's no coming back to undo it. It's a one-way safar, one-way ticket, one-way trip. He made the decision of life for life. A decision of life, not just for this worldly life, for the life forever. He's already signed it off. This is how my wealth will be distributed. There's no coming back. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand, to do it correctly, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.